Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories, we share the ones you share with us, and we love it the best when you share your own. We're here to laugh with you, cry with you, cringe with you, and of course, bring some levity to your day. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
Ooh. I think there's a delay because I'm pretty sure I say it first every time.
No, you don't.
What I can't believe is that summer's over. What has happened? How are we getting into fall? My son's doing all his little back to school shopping, which is so cute. I think over on the West Coast too, you guys have already started, right?
And not my son, but there most people have, but not my son. My son is in Camp Curry right now.
We don't start until beginning of September, but he's, you know, when this airs, he'll probably be back in school, which is crazy.
Wait, so
he's
picking up high school.
No.
Junior
he's not
high.
That old. He's only 12.
Okay. Woof. He's but seventh grade.
He was junior high last year because they do 6, 7, 8 here.
Right.
So he's not the lowest, you know, part of the bottom yet. He's right in the middle. He's the bridge.
What a sweetheart.
Picking out his little baggy pants. He wanted a chain, which I thought was hilarious.
I love
that. He's wearing chains and little baggy pants, and he wants all shirts about cars. I try to get him some cool skater shirts and surfer shirts. He's like, no, only cars. Okay.
Wow,
all right, buddy.
Okay.
He loves his cars.
So the car is it'd be a Ferrari, a 1968 Ferrari.
Just all different things with graphics of cars.
Love
and building things. I don't know.
That's so cool.
It's cute.
He always loved cars.
Cars was his favorite movie growing up.
I try to get Elliot to watch that. He will not watch it.
He won't watch it. Oh, no. He was obsessed.
He can't really focus on movies, full movies. But he couldn't either
at that age. But yeah, he's loved cars since he was super little. And he's like, I want to be a race car driver. I'm like, I hate that profession for you. But
you're like, absolutely not. We'll revisit the conversation
for
in
you.
20 years.
Yeah. But let's see. I mean, if that's really your passion, I will support it. But
when he gets his license, you're going to have to teach him to drive.
Ooh. I'm definitely not ready for that. I got 4 more years, which is not a lot of time, which is crazy.
Not a lot of time.
Summer's flying by. I'm like, dude, we didn't even go to the beach this year. We didn't go out on – my brother didn't even put his boat in the water yet.
Why?
It's the end of summer because life has just been lifing. There's been so much going on. We've been so busy. There's just been so much stuff happening. So, we have not been out on the boat, have not gone to the beach, we want to go to take Sebastian to D.C. too, to, all the museums and everything.
Yes.
He still hasn't even done that. I mean, he'll do that for class field trips down the road, but
it's next year, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't done any of that stuff. So we've got a lot to pack into these last 2 weeks of summer, which, you know, like I said, when this comes out, it will probably be over. But I don't know where it went. I'm kind of blown away.
Well, me too. Well, because I feel like our lives doesn't affect us. We're not, I don't know. I mean, I love the weather, the seasons. But I mean, out here anyway, it's the same. It's the same.
Right.
As it would be in December. Do you know what I mean? There's no coziness to the winters here, really, for me. I'm in the throes of Camp Creary, and I have a 3-year-old, so I'm just getting yelled at in all these summer places. So I'm getting yelled at the Discovery Cube. I'm getting yelled at the pool. I'm getting yelled at the Natural History Museum. Yelled at.
What are you getting yelled at for? What's he yelling at you about?
I don't know. His favorite thing to say is "No, I don't." And you're like, what? Dude, you can't. I don't know. You can't blow your nose and then wipe it all over your face. He's like, I know, I don't. And you're like,
that's hilarious.
Well, but you do, and you did.
Like, I just saw you.
I literally just watched you do it.
Or I have it on video.
He'll want to jump and tackle a stranger and wrestle them into the water, and he doesn't know how to swim. So I'm like, you can't do that, Elliot. No, I don't. And you're like, okay, all right, I guess we're
so you just
him.
Baby. You basically have a baby alligator.
He's just a wild kid.
I love it.
He's a wild kid. And then the latest thing too is that I'll say, okay, you have to go to your room. You bit me. You need a timeout and go to your room. And then I close the door, and then underneath the doorknob, he'll be like, don't do this to my mommy. He's just like, don't do this to me. And you're like,
Stop it.
The first time he did that, I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so
That's
sorry.
Hilarious.
Come out and give me a hug. But he
That's
does
hilarious.
It. Oh, he's just his lips. I can see his lips under there.
Stop it. I hope you video that because you're going to look back at that and laugh your ass off. I have so many funny videos of Sebastian that just absolutely kill us.
Okay, yeah. That's amazing. Well, I mean, you know, I know he's going to grow out of it, but this is a tough age because, I mean, we're doing so many fun things every day. We're somewhere else, but I'm getting yelled at all those places. It's like, I'm not doing it right. I'm not, you know, I don't have a, I don't know, the right something happening. And so.
See, I get yelled at too, but now we've come back around to like, he's like in his preteen phase. He doesn't want to hug me anymore. Like that is horrible. Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh. We're in that phase.
What about, doesn't want to hug. No one's looking. You just like give him a big hug.
No, dude, he does not want to hug me anymore. I have to like force him. I have to like bare arm to
like hug me. Is he like fighting?
I'm like, you're going to hug me whether you like it or not. I'm like suplexing him. I'm like, you're going to hug me. It's intense.
He's
but yeah,
like,
he.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, most of the time, every once in a while, like even when I was gone out of town, like filming and I come back and I'm like, didn't you miss me? Give me a hug. And he's like, I guess. Like, it's like he gave me like a sort of hug then, like, but it wasn't. He's not gushy mushy for sure anymore.
No.
And he's yelling at me too for different things.
No.
You know?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So
let me play my games when I want to. You're too overprotective. It's not bad for me to play my games. I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God. Elliot says the same thing.
You can't play on your computer for 12 hours. Sorry.
Really quickly, I'm sorry to like vent this out, but so we had Jumanji the game on his tablet. He has a tablet for the airplane, but it's now seeped into our lives. And so he was playing
as it does.
Mm-hmm. And he woke up 4 times the other night and I went in there and he was punching, like he was in a dream. And he's just like punching, like doing Jumanji stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, we have to delete this game. But
That's
you
hilarious.
Have to physically protect them from the stimulation and all that. So you gotta keep going.
It's not good for their little brains. And that's what I just keep trying to tell him, you know, but, and he is, we've gotten to a place where we've cut it way, way, way back, but he's still, you know, it's not like when we were kids. He still doesn't want to like go outside and play. He's like, it's boring. Everything's boring, you know, like
Elliot
it's that phase.
That
and he loved nature. He loved, you know, he went with us everywhere. Like we go to Arboretum all the time. Like, so I miss that. But one day he'll come back to me. One day he'll come back to me.
They're gonna, he will come back to you. And they're gonna hear this later on in their lives. And I'm sorry, Elliot, ahead of time.
Guys.
I'm really sorry, buddy.
It's because we love you. We love you so much. You're our whole world.
You are.
Don't kill us, okay?
Stop yelling at me everywhere. Okay.
Please stop yelling at us.
Do you want me to just kick this off?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. This is from Reddit, and Claudia Sanchez CP writes, I was at the gym doing squats during the 5 p.m. rush. The place was absolutely packed. I was on my third set, really feeling the burn. And on the way down for my last rep, I heard a sound like a snail ripping into a hurricane.
Ew.
Oh, no, it's not snail. It's sail. You can keep all that in.
I was like snail sounds so gross. I was like, that sounds so disgusting.
So just like a, you know what I mean? Like just a sail is ripping in a hurricane.
Okay.
Sorry, snails. My gym shorts didn't just rip at the seam. They essentially disintegrated from the waistband down to the mid-thigh.
No.
I wasn't wearing underwear. The worst part wasn't even being exposed to dozens of people. The worst part was that I was mid-squat with 225 pounds on my back, so I couldn't just run away.
Oh,
I had to slowly, painfully stand back up and
rack
the bar while giving a literal full moon to the entire cardio section behind me.
That's horrible. That's really good.
It says, I think it's a girl. Yeah, Claudia's interesting. A personal trainer eventually had to come over and wrap me in a spare yoga mat like a giant burrito just so I could walk to the locker room. I canceled my membership that night and moved to a different gym across town the following week. I still haven't been back to that shopping center. She's cut. Jump the
Never
tracks.
Again. Never again.
Cut the ties and jump the tracks.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay, my first story is anonymous, and he writes, when I was in my late teens in college, I dated a gal who lived in the next town, and when we were home for summers or breaks, it was hard to find a place to get sexy time.
Ooh.
The cops in the area were notorious for keeping tabs on all of the secluded spots where you might want to screw in the car. Eventually, we found the easiest thing to do was to go over to her house and watch TV until late, and as her parents went to bed early, try to get it on the sly when we knew they were asleep. This was pretty easy, as we would usually spoon under a blanket blanket on the rug, and with a bit of unbuckling and shifting, sex was possible and frequent if it wasn't all out screaming and thrashing. Even if it wasn't all out screaming and thrashing. So they're they're doing a quiet little under the covers so their parents don't, her parents don't hear.
Okay, so her parents don't hear. The parents aren't in the room, though. They're not like all watching.
No, they're at her house. Her parents, got it. They're in her room.
Okay,
so they wait for her parents. They watch TV. They wait for her parents to go to bed. Then they like sneak under a blanket on the rug and they quietly have sex.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
they do a sneaky quiet sex. Okay.
Yeah.
So one night we were going at it and suddenly there's a noise in the hallway. Her dad comes stomping into the room with a rifle.
What?
I almost shit my pants. Suddenly, he stepped over us to the sliding glass door and pulled it open and stepped out onto the patio from her room. She and I are scrambling to pull our clothes on underneath the blanket. And she goes, "Dad, what the hell are you doing?" "That raccoon is back." His voice came.
Oh my God. This is so funny.
It's like a movie. It's like a comedy.
It's like, he just like, this guy, that person thinks that he's going to kill him.
Yes.
Kill them, right?
Yes. Yes.
And then
he has a freaking rifle in his hand. Yeah.
He steps over them and opens the screen door. He's going to shoot a raccoon. That's so funny.
His voice came from the darkness of the porch. We were both like, okay, but how could he even hear it being that their bedroom's on the opposite side of the house?
Oh, suspect.
By the time he came back in, we were decent and acting nonchalant. They're like, doo, doo, doo,
did he just think that they were asleep on the ground? That they had
fallen
asleep?
Guess I missed him again. He had a strange smile on his face as he went back down the hallway to their bedroom and shut the door, leaving us alone again.
Creepy.
Years later, I realized that even parents have a sense of humor. He knew what we were doing. Oh, they were in the living room. He knew what we were doing in the living room because he'd probably done it himself when he was a teen. He was pulling a prank on us, and he knew from our reaction, he punked us both good. He and his wife were probably laughing it up, knowing that clothes would stay on for the remainder of the year. Evening.
That's so intense.
It's like, really psycho.
I'm next to my husband and I'm like, get the rifle and scare those kids. Like, that's so scary. What if it accidentally went off and like shot the ceiling?
It's horrible.
Or like shot through like your garage or something out there.
Or he like attacks you because he thinks you're an intruder and you have the rifle, and then it's a whole other scene.
You mean like the person on the floor is like, oh no, there's an intruder.
Yeah.
And like tackles the dad. Is that person's butt naked? And then they like roll around on the ground. And he's like, it's just a prank. Your mom told me to do it. And I'm in the other room like, oh boys.
But that's a good way to get them to not do it.
It's true. Yeah. Oh, God. The idea. Oh, God. Just sneakiness. Well, it is what it is. Okay. So this is from Reddit, and Desperate Voice 7974 writes, oh, I have so many embarrassing stories, but I think one of the worst is this. This was a long time ago at school. It was a very important meeting with the principal and police officers at the school. I was involved in something that we don't need to get into. I didn't do it, and I didn't do anything wrong, and didn't get in trouble. Well, I wasn't expecting this meeting to be today. So nothing, that's never addressed again. Okay?
That just sounds like, very sus.
That's
yeah.
just never. Okay, so it was a very important meeting with the principal and police officer at the school. I was involved in something that we don't need to get into. I didn't do anything wrong and didn't get in trouble.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't expecting this meeting to be today. I was suddenly pulled out of the class by the officers and taken to the office where there were a lot of people waiting, from students involved to admin. So I was super nervous and on edge, but he didn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you so nervous?
The principal, stone-faced, asked me to take a seat. And oh, frick me for a million years, I responded, where do you want me to take it?
On your lap?
And everyone in the room sat there, stone-faced. So he made like a dad joke. He's like, take a seat. And he's like, where do you want me to take it?
Oh, stupid.
Everyone in the room sat there stone-faced and didn't make any noise or any movement or any change in face shape. Just stared at me, standing awkwardly in front of the whole room. It felt like an eternity, them staring at me in perfect silence. After I had stood there for a while in the silence, longing for death, one staff member let out a loud, emotionless, ha, and I quickly ran to sit down. It was a super robotic monotone noise that was kind of funny looking back. This was years ago, and I remember it so clearly because it visits me every night.
Oh, man.
Someone's just like, ha! And he's just like, like, runs and sits down in his seat. It's so funny. I really
wanted them to let
did.
Out a really loud fart, and that would have been
that would
an even
that would
better
have sped
response.
Everything up. You know, yeah. What? Sometimes letting out a fart really speeds things up.
Yeah, just take that advice. Let us know how it works out for you.
Next time, do that. Let us know.
Let us know.
DM us.
Okay, this next story is also anonymous, and he writes, my girlfriend had termed me a bad kisser. Like, that sucks.
Oh, no.
She said I didn't know how to open my lips properly. She used to say it every day, and I didn't even know what it meant. This thing always seems so easy when you saw it on TV. Why is it turning out to be so difficult when it's my turn to do it?
Oh, my God. That's a question I'm sure everyone's asked themselves.
Have you ever had, like, a horribly bad kisser? I mean, I'm sure we all have. I remember this one guy that was, like, a freaking, like, rabbit in my mouth. I'm like, get out of here. Like, lizard tongue. Like, blah, 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 blah.
I think I was definitely a bad kisser when I was beginning. I think I was, because I think I told you about the first time I kissed someone, I spit my gum out. It, like, went in front of our faces. And then I was like, brushed it out of the way and, like, tried to kiss. Yeah, it's just awful. But it does look so easy in the movies. I totally relate to that.
He didn't know how hard it would be. I was feeling very disappointed, and I thought, I need to improve my skills at kissing. I started watching videos of kissing on my PC.
Aww.
I watched a few videos and then played my favorite song. After watching the videos, I had to practice my new skills before showing them off to my girl. I couldn't think of any way to do that. Suddenly, brilliance struck my mind. A few minutes later, my dad came into my room and saw me licking and kissing my pillow. Yes, that was my practice
That's
ground
so
and
cute.
A brilliant idea. It was soft and it was there.
No.
So yes, I was frantically kissing my pillow, pretending it was my girlfriend, but I was still a little disappointed because it didn't have any lips to kiss me back. Then my dad said, "What are you doing?" He asked in a confused tone and very loudly. I almost pooped my pants. I was caught red-handed trying to force myself mercilessly onto this pillow. Papa, my lips are burning. I think it's because of the cold. The pillow's soft, and I was rubbing it on my lips to soothe them. I'm like, what?
Oh,
are these
that is a good one.
He's like, blah, 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 blah. His dad comes in. He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's like, oh, my lips are cold, Papa. My lips are cold. Why are they like the 1950s Russia? Like, Papa, my lips are cold. I was trying to warm them up.
It's kind of amazing.
That's
like,
really good.
What are you talking about?
That's really good.
So he's, I know he said his lips were burning and because of the cold. So the pillow was soft and he was rubbing it to soothe his lips, which, like, I'm sorry.
Like,
so what about your tongue? What about that? What about your tongue then? What did that have to do with any of this?
Has your tongue burning too?
So his dad said, if your lips are burning, then why don't you apply some Vaseline or something? What is up with your technique of soothing your lips? Fortunately, the video I was playing on my PC was over and the desktop had a screensaver on. A slight 1 second drag to the mouse would have disturbed the screensaver and my dad would have seen what I was watching and how I was learning my new technique of soothing my lips. God was graceful. And yeah, just so you know, I've remained a bad kisser ever since.
Why would he say that? Why would you say that?
It's hilarious.
Like, dude, you cannot.
Because you have to say something. I know. You have to say something.
Just so you know, I'm a great kisser today. Like, he should have said
Why would he say the end part? I thought you were saying, why would he say to his dad? I know, but, like, what do you, he was so caught on the spot. And you know, like, his dad knew what he was doing. Like, he looked ridiculous. He was, like, mowing down on that pillow.
That is so funny. You know, that reminds me of a really embarrassing moment. And I'm going to tell you from my life. I loved Michael J. Fox. And I had a Michael J. Fox poster.
Who did it? He was the cutest.
I would close my eyes and see him in his red vest from Back to the Future. And I'd be like, oh, I love you in my mind.
So
one time
cute.
I had his poster up from, like, Teen Beat and I kissed his poster. I was, like, standing on my bed. I was kissing his poster and my sister walked behind me and was like, ha, ha. She, like, laughed so hard. I was humiliated. I turned around. I was like, oh. Like, I realized that she'd seen me kissing that poster. I never did it again. I never even, like, I mean, I just, but I think I was practicing kissing him on his poster. Like,
that
it's
is
so embarrassing.
Hilarious.
But you know
I
what? We
it.
All do it. Well, some
we
of us
all
do it.
We all do it. We all did it. Yeah.
So, Michael J. Fox, if you're out there, you should be flattered.
You should.
Sponsor us. Okay. So, all right. My third story is The Unblinking Eye. And they write, I was at Disneyland with my wife. We were still young, but not exactly newlyweds. We were staying at a hotel that necessitated a shuttle ride to the park. The second day we were there, on our way to the park, we were seated across from what appeared to be a grandmother, her daughter, and daughter's husband, and several grandkids. The grandmother is staring at me while occasionally looking over to my wife. She eventually starts talking to me with all the normal introductory questions. She then asks my wife if she treats me well. My wife affirms that she does. The grandmother then goes into this monologue about how she would treat me if I were her man.
What?
Not explicitly, but definitely R-rated detail.
Yikes.
My wife is dying. And they're at Disneyland.
They're at Disney, like on the freaking trolley, like on the heading on over from parking. Like, that's hilarious.
My wife
tram.
Is dying of laughter. I am turning redder and redder, according to my wife, and just saying things like, well, that sounds nice, or
that sounds nice.
What a lovely idea. By this time, the daughter has noticed what is happening and is a bit horrified. She's loudly asking her, Mom, what has gotten into you? And will you please just stop? When we get to the drop-off, she says she'll see me later and blows me a few kisses.
Dennis.
We hurry away. We ran across the group a few times over the next few days, and the grandmother would shout, there's my green-eyed prince, and blow me some more kisses.
Inappropriate.
I mean, so inappropriate.
That little silver cougar was going to get her man.
What is it? The golden bachelor?
What I would do to
golden
you. Bachelorette.
Yeah, I mean, that is amazing,
in
right?
front of his wife, like on the tram at Disney.
In front
Disney.
Of her
like,
own grandkids.
Why is grandma
like,
so horned up at Disney?
You
like,
do
what is happening? What yes. is happening?
Well, I wrote, my wife teased me the rest of the trip with, aren't you glad to know that if we don't work out, you have another option? That is so funny to me that it was at Disney and this like R-rated grandma just starts like,
yeah,
just talking to this man about what she would do to him.
Yikes.
Pretty amazing. Hope I'm
He's
that
like,
way
well,
when
that
I get
sounds
older.
Nice. That's lovely. Oh,
like, what a great
okay.
idea.
That's so great.
She's like, okay. I will bend you in half. I will eat your skin.
Jeez, grandma. What big eyes you have. Okay, my next story comes from Robert Reeves, and he writes, years ago, I was in a long-distance relationship, and we used to mail each other VHS tapes of ourselves masturbating.
Wow.
It was a way for us to be intimate from afar. I'd watch the tape of her masturbating, and then I'd record my own over it and send it to her. I'd recorded a tape of me, but I hadn't yet mailed it to her. In fact, I kind of forgot about it. Yeah, you know where this is going.
Oh, no.
I had about 30 people, friends, family, coworkers, over to my house to watch a football game on my big screen TV. Well, my fancy VCR was hooked into my TV in such a way that if you put a tape in, it would automatically play. My sister found what she thought was a blank tape, because why would I label my jack-off tape to record the game? And lo and behold, 30 people watched me jack off on a big screen TV. And my sister couldn't even figure out how to stop the tape and turn it off. She
That's
finally had to unplug the TV right around the time I turned the corner and saw what was happening in my
that
living
is the
room.
Worst.
I found a few people I could trust and explained to them what it was and why I did it. I asked them to explain to other people at the party that I didn't know as well. I was too embarrassed to do it all myself. For a few years, I couldn't look anyone in the eye. And yes, many people made fun of me. The bright side is when that relationship didn't work out, the ex-girlfriend of a coworker who was at that party sought me out. I guess she knew what she was getting.
Oh my like, God. Okay.
Wow.
That was a happy ending.
That's mortifying.
That story wins a gold medal. That story
yeah.
wins a gold medal. That is so embarrassing. Oh.
And it was all happening and you couldn't even stop it because you weren't even in the room. Like
you weren't
and,
in the room.
And
she couldn't stop
like,
it.
She's like, yeah.
It's
that's
your
horrible.
Sister?
It's
oh
your sister. It's
God.
Awful. It's awful.
Oh, that's awful. That's so bad. I guess I never thought about what people did before, I guess, FaceTime. I don't know. Like, I just, like, you know.
Yeah, that's what.
Wild.
That's how they're having phone
VHS.
Sex. There. VHS sex. Back and forth.
You have to wait for it to get to your house and be like,
yeah,
ooh,
it's mailed. And it's also risky putting it out there in the mail, too. It could
it's
get
true.
Lost. It could get stolen.
Get stolen.
Know.
Yep. All right. Well, my last story comes from, oh, you guessed it, Reddit. And Dougbert Hansen writes,
Dougbert.
It's like, this is the person's real name.
At the
start of the pandemic, my neighbors and I bonded into a tight-knit, socially distanced, social and support group. We took everything seriously, made sure everyone had what they needed, both supplies and emotional support, and were just there for each other. We did socially distanced dog walks together too. Sitting at home, working remote all day, not drinking enough water, not taking care of myself, I became extremely constipated.
Ooh.
One day, about day four, my back was killing me. I still wasn't going. I was miserable, so I went scorched earth on my colon and drank a bottle of magnesium citrate. Intestinal draino, colon blow, whatever you want to call it. 2 hours later, nothing.
Oh my God.
Knock, knock, knock. Hey, Dougbert, want to go for a walk?
I cannot handle the name Dougbert. It is the funniest name to me. I cannot even handle it. I think that's really one of the best parts of the story. I've never heard that.
He's not going by Doug. He's going by Dougbert. Yeah.
Dougbert.
Hey, Dougbert. Want to go for, I would never get that right either, would you? I'd be like, dog bat. Like,
it's right. Like, dog like, bat.
Hey, dang beat.
It's hilarious.
Heck yes, let's get out of here. We start walking and a few blocks in, I have a tummy
rumble. Why would he go for a walk when he just took freaking liquid tummy draino?
Well, it's been 2 hours and nothing happened. So he's like, all right, I guess.
Might as well just walk around while I feel constipated and terrible. Sounds like a great idea.
Sounds like a great idea, Dougbert. Good job, Dougie B. Huzzah, the people do rejoice. So he was happy that there was a tummy rumble. So he was like, yes, things are starting to happen. We continue our walk. Rumble, rumble, rumble. Ruh-roh. That's literally what he wrote.
You better get back to the house, bug dirt.
Ruh-roh. Things may actually be moving a bit faster than I think. I tell them I think I need to turn back, say goodbye, and hasten my travels back home via direct path. 3 blocks from home, things are becoming more urgent. 2 blocks from home, you got this. 1 block from home, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. 2 houses from home. No, I'm crowning. Then it happened right there in the middle of the street. 4 days of backlogs, breaking free,
sick.
Filling my undies, overflowing that limited support, sloshing down my legs, into my shoes, onto my shoes, and onto the street. And it just kept coming and coming.
No. Your name's Bug Dirt now. We went from Dougbert to Bug Dirt. You're Bug Dirt. It's so gross. I can't do it.
And then it's so nasty. To see my neighbors coming around the corner, heading my way. Can you imagine? You're like, see you guys later. I better turn around. I got to go. And then they're like, okay, Dougbert sure is a great guy. And then they turn around the corner and you're just like, oh, just covered in your own poop.
Covered.
It's everywhere on the street, all around your ankles.
Everywhere.
And that's not what they expected. That's mortifying.
That's not the Dougbert they know and love.
That's not the Dougbert of their social distance circles. And then I look up to see my neighbors. Okay, so that happened. And he just writes, they saw the horror on my face and me just standing there dropping piles onto the street. No, I wave them around. Don't come this way. It's too late.
Oh my God.
Save yourselves. So they went around the block and I did the splish, splash, sloppy walk of shame to my garage.
Oh my God.
So I could throw what I was wearing into the utility sink. This isn't the end of the story, but can we just magnify that moment for a second. So he's like, they see it. And he's like, no, get out of here. And then they do get out of there. They're like, okay. They like keep walking around the block. But in their minds, they've just seen this like horror show on the street.
Yeah.
So he writes, later that day, I went out with a bucket of water to rinse off the street. But the warm.
Oh my God. The whole street was like flooded with his poop.
Yes.
Dougbert.
And no one's there. No one's out there. So I went out with a bucket of water rinsed off the street, but the warm Florida sun had baked the fly-covered mounds into something requiring a shovel, not a little bit of water. And we never told the neighbors whose house I crapped in front of, but I hope that they believe a horse just happened to be walking through St. Petersburg and took a dump on their street. And my other neighbors do not let me forget the incident.
Wow.
Embarrassing.
That is
He got
terrible.
To know his what do they call them? Pods? Pods?
Your little
socially distanced pods?
Yeah, social distance pods. God, yeah. Remember those days? 6 years
I
ago.
I remember those days.
Coming up on
man.
Seven. It's a long time.
It's a long not time. But yet not long enough to forget.
Tiger King, the Tiger King days.
Yes.
Oh, so long ago.
Oh,
so
early
long.
Early days. I know.
Okay, my last story comes from Cora, and Jeremy Phillips writes, I used to be a plumber. One day when I was doing service work, I had a sudden need to take a dump. I tightened my ass, but I knew this crap was about to come out. I drove quickly. I know we've got a back-to-back pooping emergencies.
Back to butt.
I drove quickly to my next service call. When I got there, the customer wasn't even home. I couldn't hold it any longer. I crawled underneath their house, pulled my pants down, and started pooping. He's pooping in the freaking crawl space.
Flat on his stomach or flat on his back pooping.
He has gone under the house into the crawl space to poop. So, like, imagine that smells like a freaking dead rat under there. Like, it's disgusting.
Someone's poop is under your house forever.
Yeah, he did that. Sure enough, the customer got home and started looking around for me. When he saw the crawl door open under his house, he crawled in looking for me.
Wait, why would they do that? I would never crawl
into my
house.
Because I think... Yeah, I wouldn't either. But I think he was like,
scared.
Wait, like this store. I'm picturing like storm cellar doors, but I don't know. It depends on the
so
type of
gonna,
house.
So he's going to like crawl into this guy's poop?
It's so gross.
This is terrifying.
I was.
Why don't they make a horror movie like this?
So maybe it's under their house. But you know how some people under their houses, it's bigger. You can stand or you can at least be like hunched down. So I'm thinking maybe it's like that because it says I was trying to be quiet so he wouldn't know I was down there. But he turned the corner and there I was. I scared him. So they come face to face and the guy's just like pooping and is underneath his freaking
that
house.
That is so funny.
He asked what? It's ridiculous.
Just this, these unveilings of just all of a sudden someone you knew and trusted just taking a poop is so funny to me.
Imagine you're not home and you get home and you know the plumber is supposed to be there and they're under your house and they're just taking a dump.
They're pooping. What would you do?
I would probably do this. He's like, what the hell are you doing? I told him what happened. Thank God he was understanding of the matter.
Of
it's
the
horrible.
Matter.
I would not hire them again. I will tell you that. You are not getting a call back to come into my house when you just like pooped underneath the house.
Would you say like, hey, can you clean that up, please?
Don't you think it'd be better to like run somewhere in the backyard, like behind a tree, and then you can blame it on an animal or something where it's not like rotting underneath your house and the smell is like wafting up under your floorboards? It's, like,
yeah,
so gross.
I think honestly that would be a deal breaker for me in the house.
if they pooped in the house?
I would not be able to forget it. It would be like the telltale poop. Because
it is.
I would just know it was down there.
It's
and I'd
down
be like,
there.
Oh my God, there's poop underneath my feet right now.
And it's a rando stranger is inside. Because it's like, yeah, it's under your house.
It's under your
gross.
House. It's like a bad omen. Can I tell
Don't
you
do
one
it
time,
outside by a tree.
I had a hamster that I buried. It died. And I buried it in my at the base of my favorite tree in the hot backyard. And I could never sit under the tree again.
By the tree? You're like, he's there? He's going to crawl up and he's going to bite my butt?
No,
is that what you're
like, there's a dead skeleton right there.
His little his little skeleton
Katie,
body, his little hamster body.
I'm going to have nightmares.
His little hamster body is going to crawl through the dirt and
that's
bite you in the
terrifying.
Butt while you sit there.
That is so much worse than what I was scared of. Like, I just knew there was a skeleton. You brought the skeleton to life.
I'm dead.
Its little skeleton head comes up like a little bit of hamster tuft, eats my butt. And I'm like, oh, what is that? I look down and see like this little like skeleton of a hamster that was
it's
used
scary,
to be my pet.
Right?
Katie, this is terrifying. How could you do that to me?
What nightmares are made of? Aren't you excited to dream to go to sleep tonight and dream about it? What was his name?
How dare you? I don't remember.
You don't remember? Was it Duckbert?
It was like Duckbert. It was Duckbert.
Was your...
Sorry, Duckbert.
Was your hamster
sponsor
Duckbert.
Us, Duckbert.
Little Duckbert just digging up under the dirt to come bite
Duck
your butt.
Dirt.
Bug dirt. Little bug dirt. Just digging
bug
up there.
Dirt. Oh my God. That's so funny. That's our show.
That's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn Beat Red, we want to hear it. Email us at beatredpodcast@gmail.com.
Help us move up the charts, y'all. And if you want to buy us a coffee while we're heading up those charts, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in the show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.